Man, what a crazy story we just heard.
Yeah.
I mean, for people that are just tuning in, if you missed it, we had somebody reach out to us, a guy named Chris, who went to a holiday party for his company. And not like a normal small one, like you might be picturing. This is a massive party in a giant rented out space with hundreds, thousands of people there. He was the lead of his company division, so he had to give this big speech too, and ended up killing it.
Yeah, it was Chris's night, man.
Yeah, he was a star.
He could do no wrong.
So after he got off stage, standing there in a spotlight is this beautiful red-haired woman who starts flirting with him, leads him into a back area, and shows him just how much she enjoyed that speech that he just gave.
Yes, he did.
But apparently, they weren't the only ones there, because some of the other employees saw it, and the worst part is the boss caught them fooling around back there.
He thought
for sure he was going to lose his job the next day, but he didn't. And now he's just trying to get a hold of the mystery redhead from the party, and he wants our help doing it. He doesn't know if she works at the company or what her deal is. He just got her number from one of the organizers, and he wants some advice before he talks to her. Brooke, what do you think?
Oh, man, Chris, this is big, okay? I want you, as we're going into this call, right? I want you to visualize yourself as the version of Chris that just walked off that stage. You are confident. You are feeling on top of the world because that's what she was attracted to, man. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so far it doesn't sound like you've harnessed it yet.
Well, I want to sound smooth and confident. I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm with you, Brooke, actually. Like, yeah, you need to visualize somebody who is that confident. Like, picture, you need to visualize like Matthew McConaughey in your head when you're talking. Try to channel that type of energy. Like, picture yourself driving a Lincoln through a desert
I'm not telling
your shirt off, saying nonsensical things out into the nothing. Think, what would Matthew do before you talk to him?
Chris, I don't want you to be a different person. I want you to be the version of you that you were when you left the stage.
Okay. I'll try to do that. Okay, that's cool.
Not confident.
You can do it, bro. You got this.
All right.
I mean, she's a battery, and you're going to fix the corrosion, or whatever the analogy should be in your life, okay?
All right. Wish you luck. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, let you do your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Hello?
Hey, is this Amanda?
Yeah, I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Chris.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Chris from the holiday party the other night.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Hi. Hey.
Wait, how did you get my number?
Oh, well, you know, it just kind of came to me.
Okay, I mean,
how are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Wait, did you just quote Matthew McConaughey?
I may have.
Oh my God. Okay, what's going on?
I just wanted to say I'm sorry about what happened at the party the other night. I mean, I'm not sorry about what happened. Like, I just meant, you know, with my boss seeing us and getting upset. I'm sure that was embarrassing for you too. So I totally apologize for putting you in that situation.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's okay. Like, if anything, it's my fault. I brought you back there, and I don't know. I was just like really feeling it in the moment, and I think we both just kind of sort of lost ourselves. Like,
I think you're a bad influence on me, but I kind of like
that. Oh my God. Okay, stop.
No, I mean, seriously, I'm calling because I've been thinking about you a lot, and I know we didn't hang out that long, but from the moment I saw you, I don't want to be like creepy or anything, but I just felt something like an instant connection, and I can't explain it, so I wanted to call.
Wow, I mean, I'm so taken aback.
Cool.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, good. I mean, it just felt like, I don't know, I was supposed to meet you that night, you know?
You know, it's crazy because honestly, like, I felt the same way about you, when I saw you.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, really, like you said, like, fate or something.
Glad you did. Glad you did. I mean, nothing like this has ever happened to me. So, I mean, just so you know.
I mean, me either. So, I don't know.
you know, want to hang out again maybe sometime?
Of course. I mean, I would love to hang out. How about this time without an audience, maybe?
yeah, definitely.
yeah, because that was a little uncomfortable, but not your fault, like totally mine. But listen, there is something that I should probably tell you about that.
You're single, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm definitely single. It's just, so you know your boss, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, so James is my uncle.
What?
No.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Wait. That's why he was so mad.
Hello?
Hey. Hi, Amanda.
Is someone else on the phone?
Yeah. A whole radio show full of people is on the phone, actually. This is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Am I being, set up?
No. It's,
no.
Kind of.
Instead of watching, we're just listening.
This is something that we do called an awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
And it's pretty self-explanatory why it's awkward, but
tell me about it.
Chris just wanted our help reaching out to you again after having a nice time at the holiday party.
Oh my God, you're his boss's niece?
Yeah, how old are you?
That's a good question.
I'm old enough. Okay, now that I'm on the radio, I'm not going to spill any more of myself, but I'm old enough. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
You're legal to drink.
Of course, come on.
Okay.
He's like, I forgot to tell you, she's wearing all My Little Pony stuff. It was really weird.
Looks like you just got a date to the senior prom, Chris.
No!
Congratulations.
I mean, now I know why he was so mad. Oh, my God. Ooh. I mean, I thought I was going to get fired. I just thought, it was just a general policy thing that, you know, he was upset about. Not that Amanda's his niece.
Well, listen, another confession on my end. I was the one that told him not to fire you. And, I really stood up for you and put all the blame on myself.
Aww.
So.
Well, thank you.
So nice.
Oh, wow, dude. Whoa. She went to bat for you.
He told me not to contact you, but I was very hesitant about it because I didn't want to go against him. But clearly, you felt the same because you found me. So,
I mean, maybe this is fate.
This is fate. This is 1,000%. You can hear their chemistry already.
Wait, your uncle said not to contact him? He doesn't want you to talk to him anymore?
Yeah, because of course, I mean, they have a very high profile job and business, and I understand that, and I wasn't trying to get in the way of that at all, but...
Uncles don't want their nieces and nephews to contact anybody,
though. Okay, yeah. But this is Chris's boss. I mean, Chris.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, what I don't know is, if we date and we're on the radio saying we want to, is he going to be cool with that?
Oh.
Well, and what if you two don't announce it at all? What if you guys just keep it on the DL?
No, they're obviously terrible at that, Jeffrey. No. I wouldn't suggest that to these two.
Hey, I'm fine with that. I think it could be exciting and risque a little bit. Ooh. Keep it a secret. And we just take it slow, but no one has to know about it.
Yeah, just climb up into Amanda's treehouse where no one will be able to see what you're doing.
But I promise, I wouldn't say anything at all, and I'm really good at keeping secrets. So if we just, clearly we felt something, and you reached out to me first, and I think we should just explore it.
Ooh, that's a big risk,
wow.
Chris.
You know, I mean, to me, it's we care about each other. We're trying to give it a legitimate go. It's not just the first time where it was just more fun getting to know each other. So screw it. Let's do it.
Wow.
Okay.
So
wait, does that mean you're going to tell the boss, Chris, or you're not going to tell him?
Yeah,
you're
going
to do
secret?
This secret thing.
I think we're going to wait.
Okay. start out as a secret. Yeah.
I mean, this is a really sweet holiday story. I'm not sure Hallmark is going to use it, but it's good enough for our radio show. So let's call it a win. Congratulations, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Good luck.